From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump marked his 100 days in office with a campaign-style rally. He spoke on many of the same themes that got him elected, like making America great again, bringing back jobs, and improving national security.
We've spent billions and billions of dollars on one global project after another, and yet, as gangs flooded into our country, we couldn't even provide safety for our own people.
Some protesters wave Russian flags emblazoned with the Trump name on them. Police remove them from the rally. Earlier in the day, President Trump signed an executive order at a factory in the state of Pennsylvania, directing his administration to review the nation's trade agreements. The order aims to determine whether the U.S. is being treated equitably by its trading partners in the 164-nation World Trade Organization. Thousands of people across the United States participated in the so-called People's Climate Marches, largely to protest the Trump administration's environmental policies. In Washington, protesters held a rally outside the White House. Neil Payne was one of them.
Invest in renewables, invest in alternative energy. This country should be a leader on alternative energy, and let's move forward.
Participants in the People's Climate March said they object to Trump's rollback of restrictions on mining as well as oil drilling and greenhouse gas emissions. Russian opposition movement founded by exiled Kremlin critic and oligarch Mikhail Khodorkovsky protested President Vladimir Putin happened in 32 cities across Russia. This is VOA News. Turkey has passed two new decrees, one that expelled more than 4,000 civil servants and another that banned television dating programs. The state of emergency that followed last summer's coup attempt has allowed the Turkish government to rule by decrees. Since then, more than 47,000 people have been arrested and 100,000 have been purged from alleged connections to terror organizations. Turkey says U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen orchestrated the coup attempt. He is denying those allegations. European Union has voted unanimously to adopt guidelines to negotiate Britain's exit from the EU. 27 leaders voted to approve the guidelines in less than 15 minutes. European Council President Donald Tusk said several steps have to be taken before the Brexit negotiations can begin.
Before negotiating our future relations with the UK, we must first achieve sufficient progress on citizens' rights, finances, and the border issue in Ireland.
Talks with Britain will begin shortly after they hold their general election June 8th. Pope Francis has wrapped up a brief but symbolic visit to Egypt with an open-air mass for the country's small Catholic community. On the plane flight back to Rome, the Pope spoke about tensions between much of the world and North Korea, which continues to test ballistic missiles and make progress with its nuclear agenda and violation of UN resolutions. He warned that a good part of humanity will be destroyed if tensions with North Korea escalate, and he's calling for diplomacy and a revived United Nations to take the lead in negotiating a resolution. An American woman convicted of espionage in China and held without a trial for 2 years is back in the U.S. after being deported. Chinese government has not released details of the charges against Sandy Van Gillis, but her lawyer told Reuters he could not comment on the case because it involved state secrets. The human rights group that campaigned for Van Gillis' release said negotiations for that release intensified during U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's visit to Beijing last month. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has fired a key foreign policy aide, along with a senior information ministry bureaucrat, for their alleged roles in leaking details to the media on a top-level security meeting about counter-militancy efforts. And Bruce Springsteen and Tom Hanks have paid tribute to the late director Jonathan Demme, the man who brought them together on his film Philadelphia, which each one of them won Oscars for. Get more news on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.